ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the UN Human Rights Council says the release of treated wastewater from the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean may pose major environmental and human rights risks to people in Japan and beyond. The concerns are raised in a letter written to the Japanese government in March, which was recently publicly released on the council's website. Jointly written by several human rights rapporteurs, they express alarm at the radioactive material contained in the wastewater, the increasing amount of wastewater to be released, and that other less harmful alternatives were not considered. Joining us now to discuss those concerns is Dr. Marcos Oriana, Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights. With that, I say welcome to Pacific Beat, Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate your time. Now, many of the issues, you know, highlighted in your letter were already known. Can I ask, though, why have you raised them now?
We have had the chance to write letters to the government of Japan for a good number of years now concerning Japan's plans and discharge of waters to the Pacific Ocean. The reason that we've sent yet another letter is that in our monitoring and reporting roles, so this is the mandate that we have received from the Human Rights Council, we have received new and additional information regarding certain insufficiencies with respect to the operations. And so the letters are a tool for bringing those concerns to the attention of the Japanese government.
Mm. And can you definitively say that the treated wastewater is actually dangerous to human health?
Given the current state of scientific knowledge, I am afraid that no one is in a position to completely say that the waters are that pose a risk, or that they're sufficiently safe. The arguments presented by the government of Japan is that the waters have been treated to the point that they satisfy regulatory limits. But some of the information that we have received as special rapporteurs of the Human Rights Council is that those regulatory limits are inadequate and they do not provide sufficient protection to human health and the environment.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'd like to ask. I mean, what do then we know about the risks to marine environment?
What we know is that there is uncertainty, that there is uncertainty regarding the long-term impacts and risks associated with exposure to certain of the radionuclides that are found in the water even after treatment. So the ALPS system, so the Advanced Liquid Processing System that is being applied in order to clean the waters, takes care of a number of the radionuclides, but not tritium. And there have been concerns expressed that tritium may bioaccumulate because it may organically bind itself to marine life, and that those long-term processes have not been looked at. That's one area of concern. And another area of concern is that the regulatory limits have been set by the International Agency for Atomic Energy, and that this agency, because it has a mandate to expand and accelerate atomic energy for peaceful purposes, has an interest in making sure that those standards do not pose obstacles to the expansion of the nuclear power industry.
Mm. And Dr. Anna, I heard you say, you know, obviously it's the uncertainty, right, in regards to long-term impacts. So I know that you and your colleagues are actually concerned at the also increasing amount of wastewater. Like, why is it increasing? And do you even know by how much?
The estimates vary by on the quantities of water that is becoming contaminated. This is happening because there is rainfall and because of groundwater coming into contact with contaminated radioactive debris. And so that is another source of concern, because those waters, because they are the plant and the facility, or the site rather, is continuing to generate contaminated water. The solutions that need to be applied need to take into this into account. The government of Japan has argued in its reply to the letters that we've sent, which I very much appreciate the reply, that it has taken a number of steps to control the amount of water that is being contaminated because of rainfall, and those steps are of course important, but the broader point to highlight here is that this situation is not going away. It is actually increasing, in addition to the solution of discharging wastewater into the Pacific Ocean.
Thank you for that. Now, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to my guest, Dr. Marcos Oriana, Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights, about the release of treated wastewater from the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean. Doctor, so what we know is the release of wastewater, it began back in 2023, right? It seems unlikely that the Japanese government will change course now. So then what can the Human Rights Council do to possibly get the Japanese government to actually address these concerns?
So the mandate that special rapporteurs as special procedures of the Human Rights Council have is to monitor and report. And in doing so, we bring allegations and information to the attention of governments. And that enables a process of dialogue that is useful also to inform the population. So in the terms of that mandate, we will continue to be seized with this case, continue to monitor it, continue to look at new pieces of information, including on scientific evidence that may arise. And all of that is important, because should something be learned in the years that we're witnessing these discharges, all of that can lead to a change of course by the Japanese government.
Mm. Have you actually, or has there been any response from the Japanese government? And I ask that though, because I'm thinking, what alternatives do you think the government should have considered?
There have been responses by the Japanese government to each one of our letters, and I think I want to highlight that, because in the process of allegation letters as a tool of special rapporteurs of the Human Rights Council, engagement by governments is critically important, and so the cooperation with multilateral human rights system. In our letter, we point out allegations that we have received regarding potential alternatives to the use of water, such as in the making of concrete. Or another alternative is to increase the storage capacity in the site, because tritiums have physical half-life is 10 years, a little more than 10, which means that every 10 years, the risks associated with the release of tritium are reduced by 50%. And so storing the water for a good number of years reduces risks significantly. The response that we have gotten from the Japanese government on this point of alternatives is that all alternatives have been put on the table have been reviewed by experts, that the decision to discharge the waters to the Pacific Ocean have been taken after careful review.
Doctor, look, that's all the time we have for this morning, but really appreciate you coming on the show and just sharing a bit of insight into this current situation.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And that, of course, is Dr. Marcos Oriana, Special Rapporteur on Toxics and Human Rights here on Pacific Beat.